What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Just over 2 years ago, Beverly Logan was laughing and joking and spending time with family and friends. Just over 2 years ago, Beverly Logan was a mother to a young 7-year-old daughter. Just over 2 years ago, Beverly Logan was just 32 years old with a long life ahead of her. But something happened in early 2022 to stop all of these things from continuing. Beverly texted her family on January 25th, 2022, something she had done thousands of times before. She spoke to her parents at least every few days, sometimes more often than that. But when a week went by, and then two, without a word from Beverly, her family began to get worried. She had been living in Illinois, actually just across the border from St. Louis, Missouri, but she was known to visit a friend or often stay with a friend in Belleville. But Beverly wasn't in Belleville. She was also known to visit a friend in Warrenton, Missouri. But Beverly was not found in Warrenton either. Someone said they thought they saw her early February at the Colonial Inn in High Hill, Missouri. But no one was able to confirm this with certainty either. Her car, a blue Nissan Versa with Alabama license plates, had also vanished. This was not like Beverly, and her family would call law enforcement to report her missing on February 13, 2022, officially. But at this time, Beverly had possibly been missing for almost 3 weeks. Where is Beverly Logan?
Friday afternoon in Belleville, family members of Beverly Logan pleaded for help from the public.
Someone needs to step up. Someone knows something. And we expect to get some answers.
Beverly is the mother of a 7-year-old.
My daughter, she doesn't know. I haven't really exposed that to her yet, you know. But right now, she just knows mom's just, you know, pretty much on vacation, you know, for the most part. So we haven't really told her about that.
The sadness of the reality is so many missing people that still exist.
Beverly Logan was last seen January 26th around Ross Lane in the Belleville area. Family members will search that area Sunday. They're asking for volunteers to show up at 10 a.m. at Helping Hands parking lot at 1481 South Illinois Street.
That showed that the first 48 hours is crucial, you know, and it's been passed way past that. And it's time that we just need to get out and just kind of search the area. She would have reached out by now, you know, not me, especially her father. You know, he's, you know, she would have reached out to him. She hasn't done it either, so that definitely concerns us.
The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department is handling the missing persons case.
This is a life. Beverly is a person. She's a mother, she's someone's daughter, and she means a lot to a lot of people. And people have to realize that you can't just ignore this. And so I think everybody needs to get off their couch, put their remote down, and get out here and start helping us look. Because that's important.
Yeah, Beverly Logan, described as 5'2", 120 pounds, has a big heart. If you know anything about the whereabouts of her, you're asked to call the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. We have a link on our website about Sunday's search that they are going to be holding here in Belleville, Illinois. Patrick Clark, Fox 2 News.
Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing person story. Beverly's case came suggested to me by a couple of people, actually, and originally I was going to do a bonus episode on her because there just isn't a lot of information to talk about here. I mean, most of the cases we cover, there isn't a lot of information for us, but Beverly's case has very, very little information out there. Her family has seemed to push so hard for answers, though, and while authorities responded, I'll give them that, the information that they have disclosed has been minimal, which has frustrated everyone close to this case. How can the public help if they don't know what they're looking for? How can the family help if they don't know what's going on? They have mentioned persons of interest, or persons that they had interviewed and spoken to, but they don't name names. They mention generalities without giving specifics. I know they have to protect their case, and I respect that. But it's been 2.5 years now, and we still have no answers on Beverly Logan's whereabouts or what may have even happened to her, if anything. The family, as well as the general public, are extremely frustrated. Does a criminal walk among them? Is there a killer on the loose? We just don't know. So thank you so much for being here and listening to the story of Beverly Logan, a young mother, a daughter, a sister, and a friend to so many people. If you do have any comments or feedback on Beverly's case, please reach out to me via social media or email me. All of that contact information can be found in the show notes. Without further ado, let's jump right into Beverly's story. Beverly Logan was born on October 23, 1989. She was raised in a very close-knit family led by her parents, Willie and Trina Logan. Beverly attended Belleville High School East and would go on to college at the University of Illinois in Chicago. What she did as a career after that is unclear, but in 2018, she did begin a job as a medical aide in a nursing home. I don't know much else about her history growing up. I can fast forward to the year 2014 when she gave birth to a daughter, but beyond that, I just don't know much. There are reports that she had two daughters, and her social media does show photos of two girls, but I can't confirm. In early of 2022, Beverly was known to be living in Illinois, a southeastern suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. The disappearance. For whatever reason, in January of 2022, Beverly seemed to be bouncing back and forth at some different friends' and acquaintances' houses. On January 25th, 2022, Beverly sent a happy and upbeat text message to her family. There was nothing out of the ordinary about this text whatsoever. Even though Beverly was a 32-year-old woman, she kept in almost daily contact with her family, especially her parents. A few days went by and no one in Beverly's family heard from her. This was unusual, but again, as Beverly was an adult, maybe she was just busy. She was out doing her own thing. She was a woman in her young 30s, living her own life. However, Beverly's family continued to try and reach her via phone and text and received no responses. Their worry grew and grew as each day went by without any word from Beverly. Attempts to track down Beverly at a friend's house were unsuccessful also, and they tried several different friends. It was also quickly realized that Beverly's vehicle, a 2019 blue Nissan Versa, was also missing. At this point, it's been almost 3 weeks and no one could track down Beverly or her car. Without knowing what else to do or who else to turn to, Beverly's family contacted law enforcement to officially report her as missing on February 13th, 2022. Beverly Logan had disappeared. The search and investigation. The search for Beverly was a little bit of a wild goose chase in the beginning. Authorities and family were led from the Belleville, Illinois area down to Warrenton, Missouri, Bellflower, Missouri, and then to High Hill, Missouri. But Beverly wasn't found in any of those locations. First, it was clear she wasn't in Belleville, Illinois. From there, they learned that she possibly next went to the home of another male acquaintance in Warrenton, Missouri. Then, they were sent to yet another home in Bellflower, Missouri. Interestingly, these were all male acquaintances of Beverly's, but not much information is given about the nature of these relationships, although we will learn a little bit more about one of them soon. Authorities searched for her in Belleville, then in Warrenton, but didn't find any signs of Beverly. Her Nissan Versa remained missing also. So law enforcement wasn't quite sure where to search next. But her family wasn't going to sit around and wait. They hit the streets of Belleville themselves, and then Warrenton, searching for Beverly. A few weeks later, cell phone data came in and authorities learned that Beverly's cell phone last pinged at a home in Bellflower, Missouri on February 5th. And then again, there was a ping on February 8th in High Hill, Missouri. Someone also came forward and said that they saw Beverly at the Colonial Inn in High Hill, Missouri. But authorities are quick to say that this sighting is unconfirmed. I know this is confusing, at least it was for me in the beginning with all of these different locations and bouncing around. So let's retrace Beverly's possible steps from location to location. First, she started in Belleville, Illinois, where she had a male acquaintance that she was possibly living with. Then it is believed she went to go stay or visit another male friend in Warrenton, Missouri. From there, at least according to cell phone pings, she, or at least her phone, went to Bellflower, Missouri, to the home of yet another male friend. Then, again, according to the cell phone pings 3 days later, February 8th, she possibly went to High Hill, Missouri. The Colonial Inn, where someone said that they saw her, is in High Hill, Missouri. But the trail stops there. Authorities were able to speak to a couple of these male acquaintances that lived at these homes, except for one. In April of 2022, after Beverly has been missing now for 2 months, authorities were finally able to search the home in Bellflower, Missouri, Beverly's possible third location. They did find some of Beverly's personal belongings there, but no sign of Beverly and no sign of her car. And they were still not able to speak with the man who lived at that home, a man by the name of Charles Story, so a manhunt was initiated to locate him. In June of 2022, police located Charles Story in Bellflower and attempted to take him into custody. He was not only wanted for questioning in the case of Beverly Logan, but he also had several outstanding warrants for his arrest out of Illinois. When police showed up to talk to him or arrest him, Charles barricaded himself in a room. He claimed he was armed and he threatened to shoot anyone who tried to arrest him, and then he threatened to shoot himself. After a brief standoff, he was finally arrested without further incident. He was then taken to the hospital to get treatment for a gunshot wound to the leg that he'd sustained a few days earlier. Bizarre, bizarre behavior. This Charles Story has a long criminal rap sheet, including battery and sexual offenses. He is also a registered sex offender in the state of Illinois. Charles claimed to have no knowledge of Beverly's whereabouts, however, and authorities have said he is not a suspect. Law enforcement hasn't said much else about Charles' story and his connection to Beverly. He might not be a suspect, but have they ruled him out? Detectives were also able to track down Beverly's car, sort of. They learned the car had been sold, although it had not been sold by Beverly, to someone in the St. Louis area. It then went on to be sold to a couple of more owners, and authorities lost track of it. It seemed that they were following a paper trail, but they never did actually locate the actual car. The car is now reported as stolen in the system with the hopes that it will surface again eventually. Authorities have remained very tight-lipped about the current status of the investigation and what information they do have, which has frustrated friends and family. Belleville, Illinois, and Warrenton, Bellflower, and High Hill, Missouri. Beverly's movements after her last point of contact on January 25th seem to go through these four cities, with a possible emphasis on Bellflower. But let's take a look at their locations. All of these towns and cities are considered suburbs of St. Louis. Belleville, where Beverly was possibly staying or living right before she vanished, is the only suburb on the Illinois side of the river. Belleville is also the county seat of St. Clair County, which is the investigating agency in Beverly's case. From what I can tell, it looks like she was living at a home on Ross Lane in Belleville. This is a road that has few houses spaced pretty well apart and a large field across the street. Ross Lane is on the south end of the city. But authorities seemed pretty sure that Beverly left Belleville and headed to Warrenton, Missouri at some point. Warrenton, Missouri is clear on the other side of St. Louis. It's actually about an hour and 20-minute drive from Belleville. Warrenton is a much smaller town with a population of just over 7,000 residents, and we aren't sure exactly what Beverly's connection to Warrenton really is. If she actually did end up in Warrenton after Belleville, as authorities were told, or even how long she may have stayed there. Who did she know in Warrenton? Have they ever spoken out publicly? It doesn't seem they have, and you have to wonder why. Her next stop would be Bellflower, Missouri, and this was evidence that authorities were able to confirm with those cell phone pings. Her connection to Bellflower, allegedly a man by the name of Charles Story. Bellflower is another very small town, about 25 minutes from Warrenton. This now puts Beverly over an hour and a half away from Belleville, Missouri, where she lived. We know that law enforcement found several of her personal belongings at this home in Bellflower, although we don't know exactly what those were. Bellflower looks to be a bit more rural. You are an hour outside of St. Louis at this point. There's a lot of open farmland, wooded areas, and overall a lot less people, both living in Bellflower and visiting Bellflower. In fact, Bellflower's population is 363 residents. It looks like a quiet little town with not much going on. Beverly's cell phone pinged here in Bellflower on February 5th. Whether Beverly was with her phone or not is unknown. There are conflicting thoughts on these pings, however. Number one, her family said she would never have gone so long without contacting them. And at the time of this cell phone ping on February 5th, Beverly had been missing 11 days already and no one had heard from her. If she was fine, why wasn't she contacting her family? Why wasn't she texting them back or calling them back? Number two, Beverly does have a connection to Bellflower, and her belongings were found there. There would also be a possible sighting of her there a few days later, giving credence to the thought that maybe she was with her phone in Bellflower. The next location authorities wanted to check out was High Hill, Missouri. Beverly's phone pinged here on February 8th, and a witness did come forward to say they saw Beverly at the Colonial Inn. I do wish we had more information on this possible sighting. Was it someone that knew Beverly? Was it someone that maybe recognized her from a flyer or a news report? How confident are we that this could be a possible sighting? While law enforcement is quick to say that it is not a confirmed sighting, it is still a possibility. From what I can tell, the Colonial Inn has now been renamed and is now called the Tree Farm Inn. This hotel looks to be a small, older, roadside motel type of place. It is located almost directly off of Interstate 70, the major highway running through High Hill and most of Missouri. The inn faces the highway, in fact, and is accessible by an access road known as Tree Farm Road. This area also looks to be fairly rural, despite being right off of this main highway. From here, however, someone could go anywhere with quick and easy access to Interstate 70. Missouri itself has plenty of rural land, wooded forests, creeks, rivers, and lakes. It appears, if what we know is true, that Beverly made her way out of the hustle and bustle of St. Louis and out to the outlying areas of Missouri. But why? And where is she now? What do you think happened to Beverly Logan? Do you think she found herself caught up in something that she shouldn't have been? Why was she involved with all of these different people, including the infamous Charles Story? Do you think she possibly ran off to start a fresh life somewhere else? Beverly is described as an African-American female standing about 5'1" tall and weighing around 115 pounds when she was last seen in January of 2022. Beverly has black hair and brown eyes. She has a tattoo of the word animal on her back and a tattoo of the name Araya on her right arm. It is not known what she might have been wearing. Her vehicle is also still unaccounted for. It is a 2019 blue Nissan Versa. It originally had Alabama license plates, although those likely have been changed. Her family has offered a $10,000 reward for information leading them to Beverly. They truly do believe that someone out there knows something. Anyone with any information on Beverly Logan is asked to contact the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department at 618-277-3505. Thank you for listening to Beverly's story today. Despite the little we do know, there is a family out there that is continuing to fight for answers and learn more every day. Beverly is a mother, and her children wonder every day where their mom is. Please continue to share Beverly's story, and let's keep getting the word out about her case. Someone out there probably does know something, and hopefully they will have the courage soon to come forward. If you have any feedback or case suggestions for us, please contact me via our social medias or my email. All of that information can be found down in the show notes. If you'd like a more visual look at some of these cases, please check out our YouTube channel. You can find that by searching for the Where Are They podcast channel. There, we share some video clips, some photos, and some maps, kind of giving a better visual of the case itself. You can also find additional missing person stories, past episodes, as well as other show information over on our website at wherearethepodcast.com. Thank you again for tuning in to Beverly's story today. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.